So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Yisayma Shenisarsa Beniskarsha, an orphan girl who had accepted Kedushin and was subsequently divorced. The Gemara explains that these are actually two cases in which the Mishnah compares Nisarsa Beniskarsha to a Yisayma. Ma Yisayma La'atzma, just as a Yisayma, she herself receives her kanas, because in lo av, she has no father. Avnara Shenisarsa Beniskarsha La'atzma, so too Nisarsa Beniskarsha accepts her own kanas, even though yesh la'av, she does have a father. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar omer ha'oines chayev. Rabbi Elazar says if she was an oines, coerced, then the mi'anes must compensate her with tashlumen, because lo machla, she did not absolve him from paying her the tashlumen since it was ba'oines. However, v'amafat the pater, if she was mafuta, seduced, then the mafata is exempt from compensation because machla, she absolved him from paying her the tashlumen since she was a willing participant. The Gemara continues. Someone who is either ma'anis, coerced, or mefata, seduced a nara, a 12-year-old, who is a besula, a virgin, is required to compensate her with tashlumen, which includes the following. Knas, a penalty of 50 silver coins, baishes, compensation for shaming her, upagam, compensation for diminishing her status of besula, virgin, to ba'ula. An anusa, who was coerced, also received tsar, compensation for the infliction of pain. Although a sum of 50 silver coins for knas is mentioned in the pasuk, v'nosan ha'ish ha'sheicha b'mal la'aviyah chamishim shekel kesef, v'loi si li'isha tachas asher ina, the Gemara explains that the other hezekis, damages, are not included in this knas. Abaya says, because the pasuk specifies tachas asher ina, to compensate for the coercion, this teaches that knas only compensates for the inui. He must provide additional payments to compensate for Baishas and Begam. Rava says, because the pasuk specifies v'nosn ha'ish ha'sheich evima, the one who cohabited compensates, this teaches that hanosh chivanun, the knas only compensates for the enjoyment of cohabitation. All of these payments are received by her father. However, a yisayma, an orphan, she herself receives her tashlumen. The source for knas la'aviyah is specified in the pasuk v'nosn ha'ish ha'sheich evima la'aviyah. The source for baishes u'begam la'aviyah is through a svara. Since ha'av mekadosh es bita, your father has the authority to accept kedushin for his daughter, that is a ketana or naira, he has the ability to earn money for baishes shaming her and pagam degrading her by accepting money for marriage to a repulsive husband or one afflicted with leprosy. And since the mi'anis was already poigim her, this prevents her father from earning these monies. Therefore, baishas begam la'aviyah. Our Mishnah discusses the methods used to evaluate the payments for baishas begam. Zok the Mishnah, izehu baishas, hakoy lefi hamavayish v'hamisbayish. The sum required for baishas is evaluated by their stature. The degree of shame depends on the stature of the one who shamed and the one who was shamed. Pegam, the sum of pagam is evaluated through the price in which she can be sold as a maidservant by calculating both her values of before and after bia. The difference between these values is the pagam. Knas shava b'chol adam. The sum of 50 silver coins for knas is equal for all people. Wherever the Torah specifies a specific amount for compensation, it is equal for all people. Zok the Mishnah. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah is the opinion of Remeir. At the age in which a girl is eligible to be sold as an Amma or Havriya, a Jewish maidservant, she is not eligible for Knas. At the age in which she is eligible for Knas, she is not eligible to be an Amma of Vriya. Remeir explains, Ketana yesh la mecher ve'en la Knas. While she is a Ketana, younger than 12 years, she is eligible to be sold as an Amma of Vriya, but not eligible for Knas. Nara yesh la Knas ve'en la mecher. While she is a Nara, already 12 years old, but before 6 months elapsed, she is eligible for Knas, but not eligible to be sold as an Amma of Vriya. Habageres, ein lo mecher v'lo Knas. When she becomes a begaris, more than 12 and a half years old, she's not eligible for both a mevriya and knas. The Gemara adds, v'chacham aymrim, yesh lo knas b'mokam mecher. V'chacham disagree with Remeir and say that a ketana is eligible for both a mevriya and knas. The Gemara explains that Remeir says, Kaitana ain lo knas, because the pasuk referring to knas states, v'nasan ha'ish ha'shoichi v'imot la'vi ha'nara, chamishim kesef v'lo yisiyo le'isha. The me'anis, coerce, compensates her father with 50 silver coins, and he must take her as a wife. This teaches, b'mahava atzma akrasa medabra, that only a nara who can marry on her own is eligible for knas. However, a ketana who can only marry through her father is not eligible for knas. The chacham say ketana yesh lo knas because amakra nara. The word is actually written hanar without a final he. This teaches afele ketana b'mashma, even while she's only ketana, she's eligible for knas.